But you understand this could be make it or break it for you here. I mean, look, your air defenses were largely demolished by Israel this past summer. They dominate your military. They killed the leader of your most powerful proxy in Hezbollah. The United States bombed your underground nuclear facilities. Your economy is in shambles right now. So why do you think the regime could even survive unless you give this up?
Well, that is not the case. When you talked about the air defense and the war we had with Israel, you know, yes, we had problem with our air defense, but Israelis had also problem with their air defense. And our missiles were able to hit targets inside Israel. So they started the war, but after 12 days, they asked for a ceasefire, unconditional ceasefire. Why? Because they couldn't defend themselves against our missiles. So we have a very good capability of missiles, and now we are even in a better situation than previous war. So as a matter of fact, we are in a powerful position to defend ourselves. We know how to defend ourselves. We did it in 12-day war, and we are fully prepared to repeat that if necessary.
Well, respectfully, Israel has air superiority over Iran, but let's talk about what you are saying in terms
missiles,
of your...
Our missiles have also superiority over the space of Israel. They can hit their targets. They hit their targets in a very exact way, and they can do it again.